Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show. We're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk G Money Sports Report and talk basketball. NBA. What's up, everybody? This is Gregory Vincent Girard, better known as G Money, and all over the world, I'm the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories, and we're talking basketball right now. So, DJ Papa D, we got the basketball finals going for the NBA finals, and it's between the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference champion and the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference champion. So they played their first game, game one, last night. So what was the outcome of that game last night? Game one.
Last night, the Denver Nuggets beat the Miami Heat 104-93. So now the Denver Nuggets lead that series 1-0.
104-93. 11
points.
About 11 points.
11 points.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, Miami. Get it together now. I'm really rooting on the Miami Heat to win the series. So I don't want the Denver Nuggets to win the series. But anyway, I bet it was a good basketball game. I missed it, but I know that they played well. And both of them were close in the final score, so I guess that was all right. That's okay. So game number two is when, DJ?
Game number two is on Sunday.
Game number two is Sunday. Oh, so they got 3 days rest. Okay. The Denver Nuggets had 9 days rest between the
They get 2 days, not 3 days.
Okay. They get 2 days rest. But they had 9 days rest between the last time they played against the Los Angeles Lakers and the first game that they played against the Miami Heat. So they had a long break. They had a lot of rest. They had time to get themselves together, to plan their game plan, to get their strategy up and running. Yep, they were working on it from the sit-down resting position while everybody else was still running back and forth on the court, trying to shoot, trying to score points. They were sitting back watching and strategizing and getting their strategies together before they played in game one. So now they won the first game, so they play game number two in 3 days. Two days. So we'll see if Miami will get their game plan together so they can beat the Denver Nuggets on Sunday's game. What time is the game on Sunday?
5 p.m.
All right. 5 p.m. Sunday, everybody. 5 p.m. Is that West Coast time? East Coast time. Are they playing in Denver or are they playing in Miami?
They're playing in Denver.
Okay. So it's be West Coast time, people. 5 o'clock West Coast time for the next basketball game on Sunday. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm still rooting for the Miami Heat to win the series. But now it started off with the Denver Nuggets, one win, and they're one up on the Miami Heat. Okay, well, do we want to talk about hockey? I think I understood that the Las Vegas Golden Knights are up in the series, and they were getting ready to start playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Is my information correct?
I don't know about that, but they're still number one in the Pacific Division.
Okay. Yeah, I was told that they had started playing in the playoffs, and they were playing for the Stanley Cup. And I was like, but I thought there were other teams that were still competing for the title. Because they were number one in their division, but they got other teams in the other divisions that were still competing to be number one.
No, they're right. The Stanley Cup starts tomorrow, and it's the Golden Knights. It's Las Vegas Golden Knights playing against the Florida Panthers for the cup.
Oh, okay. So there are no other teams that are in first place in their division to qualify to play for the Stanley Cup after they win their division.
The Stanley Cup is like the NBA Finals. There's only two teams that play against each other for the Cup.
Okay. So there are no other teams that are winning like the, how should I describe it, winning like the Midwest Division and the Eastern Southern Division. There's no other teams that are in first place in those divisions that are weak.
It means that they've already had the conference finals and the division finals and all those other finals, and now it's the last two teams are playing against each other. Just like the NBA finals, it's the last two teams in the bracket that are playing against each other. That's what the Stanley Cup is.
Okay. All right, well, our Las Vegas Golden Knights are in the qualifying for the Stanley Cup. So we'll finally see if we'll win the Stanley Cup, because we've been We've been making it to the finals for the last 4 years. Well, last year we didn't make it, but 3 years before that, we qualified for the Stanley Cup finals, but we didn't win. We lost. So this year I think we have a good team, and we have a good chance of winning the Stanley Cup. So go Golden Knights. Go Las Vegas Golden Knights. Bring another championship back to Las Vegas. We need another championship here in the Golden City of Las Vegas. All right. And do we have any other sports to talk about? Baseball. What's going on in baseball? Now, I know the Los Angeles Dodgers are still first place in the National League, first place in the West in the National League. What about the Atlanta Braves and about the San Francisco Giants? And who else was in the top of their divisions? How many divisions are there in baseball? I think I said they had like 6 divisions.
Yeah, there's 6. There's 3 in the East, and I mean 3 in the National League and 3 in the American League. So in the National League, you're right, the Dodgers are on top in the National League West, and the Braves are on top in the National League East. And in the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top. In the American League, in the American League West, it's the Rangers, Texas Rangers on top. In the American League East, it's the Tampa Bay Rays that are on top. And in the American League Central, it's the Minnesota Twins.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to get into this with you on national TV, national radio, but all of the teams that you said in the National League is everything I said yesterday. I said the Braves. I said the Milwaukee Brewers. And I said the Los Angeles Dodgers were all in the top.
Actually, no. Actually, you said the Cubs, which are in last place in National League Central, and you didn't mention the Brewers. And I think you also
I said the Milwaukee Brewers. I said the Brewers, the Braves, and the Dodgers. What I said yesterday. But it's okay. We don't have to have a discussion about it. I know that 3 of my 6 picks yesterday were right. So that's all I wanted to point out. Okay, well, that's Major League Baseball, and we'll have to see what goes on with the Major Leagues as they get closer to the end of the season, which won't be until like October or November. So that's when they'll have the playoffs for the top 6 teams to be playing for the national championship. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. And that's G Money Sports Report. So now let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Yo, Teddy, after the show, man, you having that party? Yo, who you got coming, Black?
Yo, I got Philly Hotties coming tonight.
Yo, I want one.
I got Boston Hotties coming tonight.
I want one.
I got the New York Hotties. My man Gene got the L.A. Hotties coming tonight.
L.A., I want
all the Hotties in the world coming tonight.
Give me one.
I'm a
Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, and I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
To the beach, y'all.
Sound good to me. People gon' dance to give the record a second and a chance to hitting people like a scene of amazing. And while they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good gang, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger, happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's last the longest and who's the strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breeze. There ain't no future in your front.
With a kilo, and if you ever do, you'll never be with me. Yo, serve it in the Cherokee, or maybe it's a Geo. Like I'm like Ben, so we'll get it up for me. Yo, never have to worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo, TB, pop the trunk. Cause we don't go for playing, wanna play, go grab a ball. When I'm on the mic, I ain't for playing, not at all. Cause I clock 10 G's a week, booming at my peak. Always see East sober, but I do get geek. I can give you a job, a place to eat hearty. Meet your homeboy Marty at a BOB party, taking over, barking like a dog named Rover. I'm picking suckers like a four-leaf clover. They biting words on the mic as they cobras. So now they saying egg breeders getting old.
My name is Future Ego Smart.
B, the R to the double E-D, and down with my homie G-A-S and O-E, and suckers call him fatty cause he still be disagreeing. I don't give a cause I'm from F-L-I-M-P in a city where pity runs low. If you ever shoot through my city, now you know. Cause we are strictly business and we also got a pride. And if you don't like it, I suggest you break wide. Suckers study looking for the ammo when he wire. Thinking that illegal is the best one, so they dying. I ain't got time to see a fiend now. To give up all his money and to give up what he got. That's the way I am, MCB cannot be different. Never change the ways for the world or the government. If it was the president, then I would say facts. You leave it up to me, I'll paint the White House black and ain't no future in your front. If I was a fiend, then my gold would be stolen. Put my name Breed on everything I own. And when I get my Jeep, I'm putting Breed on the chrome. Shine it up good, kick it through my neighborhood. Motorola phone, fat rims in the Kenwood. Put the kid around it, and then I'll have it drop. Just because the riding people think I'm selling rocks, but ain't no future in your front. To the rules of the world. Live my life raw, cause I never liked the law. Wear top tens on my ass, Eugene. Selling big gates and tip a tat to the fiend. Pack much dollars, but I never break a sweat. Time to move out, my pocket saying, you got my back and I got yours. What time is it? Turn down the door.
Yeah, well, let's start this party up, right? Kick out that fat fat band.
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them, and I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good.
Well, we know the Los Angeles Dodgers are still in first place in the National League, and I think the Giants are still in first place in their division in the National League, and the Atlanta Braves are still in first place in their division in the National League. And then when you go to the American League, I think we have who's in first place in the American League? Milwaukee Brewers? I think I heard that they were in first place.
Wrong. Brewers are in the National League.
Who else is in that in the American League that I can say is in first place? Maybe the New York Yankees? Or
wrong.
The Mets are playing in the National League. So they
the Mets are in the National League.
What other team is in the American League that I can remember from last year that was playing in the American League that was winning in the league? How about the Chicago Cubs? They were in the American League.
Wrong.
And
they're in the National League and they're in last place.
I don't know. Who else is in the American League that was standing up, standing tall? Boston Red Sox were playing good.
Wrong.
In the American
League. American
League
East.
I'm going on my memory from last year or the year before. So I'm trying to count back and see who all was in the top of the season last year. And let's see, who else? Who else was in the top of the season last year? I don't know. I can't think of anybody else. So that will just be what I can remember from last year. So the other teams I'm thinking about are all National League teams. And I don't know if they're still winning in the West. So that's it for G Money Sports Report.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. To find my radio show, it's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. I knew a girl that had like 10 strands of hair. And she put grease on her hair, and she combed it to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her, it'll dip, but it won't do. Woo! Now, why did the homeless turtle cross the road? Do you know? Do you know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! You know, there was a group of ladies that decided they wanted to start their own home repair service. They wanted to be home workers. They wanted to be, they wanted to work at home, and they wanted to do their own repairs in their house. So they put a flyer together, and they walked around, and they passed the flyers out to everybody in their neighborhood. They put the flyers on the door handle. They put the flyers on the windshield of the cars. And one lady was a blonde, and she went, and she caught a man going into his house, and she stopped him and said, "Sir, we started a home business. And we are repair women. We want to do any home repairs that you have for any simple services, work services that we can do in your house. We'll be happy to do it for you." And he said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, well, I need my Porsche painted." And she said, "Okay, I can do that for you." And he said, "Yeah, if you paint my Porsche, I'll give you $50. And she said, "All right." And he gave her a paintbrush and a can of paint, and she left to go do the job. And he walked in the house, and his wife asked him, "Does she know that the porch goes all the way around to the back of the house?" And he says, "I don't know, but she was standing on the porch when I gave her the paintbrush and the paint. So I guess she knows that the porch will go all around the house, and we'll just have to wait and see." So they said, "Okay." And about 3 hours later, the lady came back to the door, and she knocked on the door, and the man opened the door, and she said, "I finished the job. I finished painting your porch for you." And he said, "Okay." And he paid her $50. He didn't go and check to see if she had done a good job. He was just happy that she had done the work. And so he paid her, and she walked off. And when she was walking off, she turned around and she said, "Oh, by the way, that wasn't a Porsche. It was a Camaro." Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a man that came in from work, and he was sitting on his sofa, and he was watching TV. He was waiting on the news to come on, and his wife was in the kitchen cooking meal, cooking dinner, and she was going to have a dinner party that evening. So she was fixing the meal for them to eat that night. And so she asked him if he would go out to the shore by the ocean and collect some snails so they could have a delicacy with their dinner. And he was like, what? I just got home. I don't feel like doing anything. And she said, this is going to be for your friends. So we want to give them something special for them to have for dinner tonight. And I want to do a delicacy. I want to do snails for dinner. And he said, okay. So she gave him a pail, and he went down the steps in the back of his house, and he walked down to the beachfront, and he was going along the shore, and he was collecting snails, and he was putting them in the bucket, and he was collecting snails. And he looked up, and he saw this woman walking along the shoreline, but she was way on the other side of the beachfront. But from where he could see, she really looked good. And he was thinking, wow, I'd really like to talk to her. If she was closer, I'd like to have a conversation with her. But she was a long way off, so he changed his mind. He said, oh, well, that would be something nice, but she's a long way off. So I'll just concentrate on collecting the snails right here at the shoreline where I'm working, and I can get my wife's appetizers. And he was collecting the snails at the shoreline. And he looked up, and the woman was right on top of him. She had walked all the way to his end of the shoreline. And she saw him, and she said, hi, how you doing? And he was surprised to see her because he had thought about her, and now he was going to have a chance to talk to her. So he was like, yes, how you doing? I was just thinking about talking to you. And she was like, oh, well, that's nice. I was walking down here, and I saw you out here, so I thought I'd come down and say hello to you and see how you were doing and see what you were doing. And he was like, my wife is cooking dinner for some friends of mine, and she wants to have snails as an appetizer, something special for the dinner. And she was like, oh, that sounds like that's a delicacy. That could be really good. And he's like, yeah, I guess. I don't know, you know. And she said, well, would you like to have a drink with me? Because I live right down at the end of the shoreline, and you could come into my house, and we can have some drinks, and we can finish our conversation. And he said, sure, I'd like that. So he walked with her back to her house, and they sat up in the house, and they had drinks for a couple of hours. And they got really involved in the drink and the conversation. And then she decided she was going to cook something to eat, and he stayed for the meal. And then after they ate, then she took him into her bedroom, and she gave him some special treatment. And he ended up having sex with the girl and going to sleep in her bedroom. And he woke up the next morning when the alarm went off. He said, oh, my God, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I've missed my wife's dinner party. Oh, he jumped up and he got dressed and he grabbed the bucket of snails and he ran out the door and he ran down the shoreline all the way to his house. And he was running up the stairs at his house and he dropped the bucket. and all the snails fell out of the bucket. And they fell down the staircase. And he looked at that and he said, oh, no, I got to go and pick all these snails up. And he looked up at the top of the stairs and his wife was standing there. And she had her hands on her hips and she was upset. She was mad because he had missed the dinner party. And she was like, where have you been? You missed the dinner party. And everybody was asking for you. And I didn't know what to tell him. I told him that you went to get appetizers, but I didn't know why you hadn't come back yet. And he looked at her, and he looked at all the snails that he had dropped that were all up and down the steps. And he turned around, and he looked at the snails, and he said, all right, guys, we're almost in the house. We just got a little further to go. So let's take our time and make sure we complete our journey so we can get up the stairs and into the house so that we can be the appetizers for my wife's meal. And the wife just looked at him and said, oh, my goodness. And he's like, come on, snails. We're almost there. Just a little further and we'll be in the house. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let that mother burn. Burn, mother. Burn. The roach, the roach. The roaches on the wall. We don't need no raid. Let those suckers, suckers crawl. Crawl, suckers crawl. Oh, yeah. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, how about a song to go with the story that we're going to share tonight? Let's see. Let's do... what song do we want to sing? Sing... what song can I think of that we can sing? G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. All the ladies love me, and they want to be mine. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-G-Money. Woo! I'm G-Money. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. All the girls want me because I'm blowing their mind, but I don't want them hoes. I'm out the door. I'm G.G. Money. I'm G.G. Money. I'm G.G. Money. Woo! I'm G Money. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. I'm college smart. I got 5 degrees. I got an AA, a BS, and a BA degree. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. I'm G.G. Money. I'm G.G. Money. I'm G.G. Money. Woo! I'm G Money. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. I pledge 5 days of Sigma, fraternity. I was known as Big Brother, serious business, dog seven. That's me. I was the stepmaster, big dog on the yard. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. Woo! I'm G money. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. I'm a don. I'm a king. I'm a pimp. Need I say more? I got to hit the dope spot and buy a 40 at the store. I'm G money. I'm GG money. I'm GG money. Woo! I'm G money. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump. I'm G money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so. I'm G money, the pimp comic. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. Woo! I'm GG money. Woo! I'm G money. All right. Back to the radio show. And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy presents on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
Get up. Get on down. Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up. Get on down.
GG money. GG money. GG money, GG money, GG money, woo, I'm GG money, I've been a G since the day I was born, GG money, all the ladies love me and they want to be mine, GG money. GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, woo, I'm GG money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money, I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, GG money, GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. GG Money. A AA, a BS, and a BA degree. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. GG Money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their minds. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I pledge the Friday's Christmas return to keep GG Money. I was known as Big Brother, Serious Business, that's me, GG Money. I was the step master, big dog on the yard, GG Money.
What, boy? Yes, yes, big dog on the yard.
I'm GG Money, GG Money. GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, woo, I'm GG Money.
DJ Property, DJ Big Nasty, I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
Money, money, like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself.
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G
Get money. You gotta love it,
on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
everybody around the world. G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Las Vegas. Wake up, Las Vegas. And everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and they can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. You know, there was a man that came home one day and found his wife in bed with another man. And he said, "Hey, what the hell is going on in here?" And the wife looked at the other man and said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. All right. There was a man and wife in bed, and the wife got up to go to the bathroom. And when she came out the bathroom, she swung the bathroom door open and walked into the bedroom and stood at the foot of the bed and threw her gown open and said, "Super pussy." And her husband said, "I'll have the soup." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, there were two men that were sitting in the jungle. And one man was sitting under a tree, and he was reading a newspaper. The other man was typing vigorously on a typewriter. And a bear and a lion showed up, and the lion ate the man that was reading the newspaper, and he left and left the other man alone. So I guess meat eaters know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, you if big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? They work at the IHOP. And her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, and get something smooth to drink, and get something to munch on, some popcorn, some peanuts, or some snack of a sort, and listen to the story that I wrote for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I wrote for the listening audience today? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I was in college, man, I had so many girlfriends. I was doing the most. As much as I could do and I could get away with, I was doing it all. I had a girlfriend named Cheryl that now works at Bank of America. She's a good asset to the community. And then I had a girlfriend named Yolanda, and Yolanda's a doctor in San Francisco. She works at San Francisco Medical Center. Oh, yeah, she's doing the most for the people in the Bay Area. And then I had a girlfriend named Angela, and Angie is a doctor in the Bay Area in San Francisco. And then I had a girlfriend named LaJean, and LaJean is a school teacher, but she's registered with the Nation of Islam as a security for the chief priest, and she's doing the most. I mean, she's out there traveling, doing good things for people all over the country. And I had a girlfriend named Melanie. Now, Melanie was the manager of a McDonald's, and now she's the store manager of McDonald's, doing big things in Sacramento. Yes, she is. So all of these girls were girlfriends of mine, and I had a girlfriend in L.A. named Yolanda, and she went to Long Beach State. So I had girlfriends in Long Beach State, at Sacramento City College, at Sacramento State College, at UC Davis. Oh, man, I was doing the most. I was all over the place. And then I had a girlfriend named Diane Dangerfield, and she was in in San Jose State. Yes, sir, I had girls everywhere. But when I came home, because I was known as Serious Business in college, that was my fraternity name, Serious Business. And I was serious about the business of getting serious. You know what I mean? I was telling all the girls that I'm serious about the business of getting serious, baby. So let's go do some serious stuff. Yes, I was putting it down all over town. That's how I was doing it. And I was good at what I was doing because they loved me. Boy, they loved G. I was the go-to guy. I was Serious Business, and I was serious about the business. So I came home from college, and I turned into G Money.
I was DJ G Money for a while, but I changed and became G Money, and I had a girlfriend named Valerie, and me and Valerie kept in touch on the internet. We were chatting in the chat room on Facebook, and I talked to her on the phone all the time. Even when I was in college, away in Northern California, I was talking to her down in Southern California. And we chatted all the time. I kept up with her all the time. And she was a good friend of mine, and I really cared for her. I thought she was the sweetheart that I was going to marry. I really thought she was the one. And I was destined to be dedicated to her. So I came home from college, and we hung out. We went to some parties, and she had joined the sorority because my sister's sorority is Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And all of my girlfriends in Northern California, except one, was a Zeta. But that was okay, because she was a sweetheart for Phi Beta. Sweetheart for my frat. So it was good. She was around the brothers in the blue and white, and she took care of business with the brothers. And that was all good. I enjoyed her company immensely. But when I came home, Val was the girl of the hour. And me and Val went to the movies. We talked on the chat line on Facebook. And we sent pictures to each other on Twitter. And we did some things like that. And we were always talking. And we came home, and we went to some plays. And we even went to Burbank to a play in Burbank. And I went to a dance with her at UCLA. And we went to a couple of dances at USC. And we went to the frat game. And at that time, the frat games were at Inglewood High School. And then they changed it to Crenshaw High School. So I was at Crenshaw going to the fraternity games. And me and the sorority girls were all hanging out at the frat basketball tournament at Crenshaw High School. And that was a good time for me to hang out with all of my fraternity brothers, hang out with all of my sisters, and then hang out with all the other frats, you know, Kappa Alpha Psi. They call them Phi Nu Pi. A frat so nice, they had to name them twice. And then Omega Psi Phi, they call them the Q Dogs. And then Alpha Phi Alpha. That's right, A Phi A. Oh, yeah. I was hanging with all my boys in the fraternity. We were kicking it real good. And I was hanging out with some of my sisters that were in Alpha Kappa Alpha. Because my mama was an AKA. So I had plenty of Alpha Kappa Alpha girlfriends in Northern California. Oh, I did the most with the Alpha girls. And I even had some girls in San Jose that were Deltas. Delta Sigma Theta. Oh, man. The girls wore the red and the white. And they looked so good to me. I was out of sight with my girls in red and white. So it was a good time. I had good fun with all of my female friends. And I was enjoying life. Oh, yes, I was. And I just was doing the best that I could do. I came home and became a school teacher, so I was educating the kids in the neighborhood in Compton, and then I was coaching sports in Compton and in Carson. I was coaching football, tackle football in Carson, and I was coaching girls basketball in Compton, and I was coaching flag football in Compton, and I was coaching boys baseball in Compton, and I coached baseball in Carson, and so I was kind of all over the place coaching the kids, spending all the time with my little brother and the other kids in my neighborhood and doing the best I could do to be a good role model for the youngsters. And I had a good time coaching all of the kids and teaching school in Compton. So that's what I was doing to pass the time. Plus, I was going to school to get my teaching credential, and I was DJing at the nightclub. So I was hanging out at the club, and that's where me and Valerie hooked up all the time, at the club.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Behind the old,
oh, Kaylee,
I treat my shoes like my ride. Chrome on the fat laces and put wood on the inside. Spray candy on the swoosh with electric roof. Since I put a kid on the sole, and I got a wider shoe. You see that low mid skittle purple coupe, I'm driving them.
Kiwan, where you getting them colors? Are you dying them?
Skin is my size and them. No point in tying them. Ain't no point in trying these on. They know I'm buying them.
I know nothing gets the hype on first sight like white on white. Two three quarters, the lows, they all tight. The only problem, they only good for one night. Cause once you scuff them, you fuck up your whole night. Who was my basis? The look or so on his faces. This kid's outrageous, he buying them by the cases. Cause once I cop them, I gut them and switch the laces. They all purpose, you heard me, kinda like my days.
I said, give me two birds, I need two birds.
I can't get the stomping in my Air Force One.
Stomping in my Air Force.
At first, now it's tape on them.
Damn, when those come out.
So I write the date on them. These Louis Vuitton ones, you gotta wait on them. I had to get them early, so I spent more cake on them. Look, I'm trying to keep it up like a one-minute man. While I lay on a car with like a few headbands. Jewelry and all, fishbowl in the mall.
I got some
security buying shoes and all.
Sometimes I get them free, sometimes I gotta pay. Walk in the mall and they know what I'm about to say. Give me the black and the platinum and leather gray. One's in the back and the front, you got a display.
Now in the box is where I keep mine.
Keep mine.
Once or twice, but never three.
I'm time sneaker pro. I love Pumas and Shell Toe, but can't nothing compare to a fresh crispy white pearl.
Give me two pearls. I need two pearls.
I can't get the stomping in my Air Force One.
Stomping in my Air Force.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
Just like music.
So I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries, peace to keep merry.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there. It's not my concern, you wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
Music.
I got the music.
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 my woman. Got me in the air, saying sweet nothing. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting. Like all of a sudden,
just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher. Universal language, it be the light to open up. This is it, what the fuck?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly all night. It's just a sensation.
Just word. Like music.
Running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a cake fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my fans, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field and he passes me up and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world? Well, it's time for me to shut the show down. It's time for me to give you the weekend off. And it's time for us to watch the games that are being played on Sunday. It's going to be the NBA Finals. Watch Denver playing against the Miami Heat. And we will continue the radio show first thing on Monday. So come back and join me on my Monday's radio show. But in the meantime and between time, it's time for me to get off the air. I got places to go and people to see. And things to do, don't you know? So, I want to say, I need to acknowledge all of the birthday fans, my followers that follow the radio show, the fans of mine. I want to give them the acknowledgments, but today, their birthday. Today is June 2nd, I think, 2023. And we need to recognize everybody that's celebrating their birthday in the month of June. So, DJ Papa D, do you have a list of birthdays of people celebrating their birthdays right now that we can acknowledge before we get out of here for the weekend?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, June 2nd, 2023. Happy birthday to Angelette Verdena King. Happy birthday to Dion Contreras. Happy birthday, Dion Harris. Happy birthday to Judy Burns. Happy birthday, Woody Robert Clermont. Happy birthday to Derek Butler. Happy birthday to Davina Velasquez. Happy birthday to Ellis Royster Jr. Happy birthday to Demetrius Tucker. Happy birthday to Danny and Wise. And last but not least, happy birthday to Tawanda Giles. That's it. So we want to wish all of you Gemini a happy birthday today, June 2nd, 2023.
Well, all right. And happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on June 2nd, 2023. All right. Well, may God give you the glory and protect you through your life. And may your family be blessed with everlasting love. And may, without a further ado, I'm going to sing a happy birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. That's for all the Geminis I know. Yes, sir. That's how it goes. Damn. But happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may God give you the glory and the honor. And may you live in everlasting love and glory of our Lord and Savior. And may you have a beautiful day today, because today is your birthday. And it's only one day like that per year that you can celebrate and say this is your day. And it is your day.
So happy birthday today, as it is your day. So happy birthday to you. All right, without further ado, I want to say let us pray, and we'll be back on the radio on Monday for you to listen to some more of G Money's story and Gregory's story. All right. See you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye. I'm talking to you as Reverend G Money. Because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God... Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory's Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.